This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
They've been broadcasting live from New Orleans all week long. You guys have made it to Thursday. At this point in time, it starts to get a little crazier, doesn't it?
Oh, it's wild. We just finished an interview with Darren Woodson, actually taping for tomorrow's show, and it may have been the best one we've done this week.
Nice.
And Darren, when we're done, we're kind of talking off the air, and Darren's like, what do you think of the game? I'm like, well, of course, 35-0. You're an effing homer, bro. I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't know about the videos all year. That's new. Was the Chiefs hat on today, or I thought I saw on the video stream, are you just going full Mardi Gras mode today?
I had the Chiefs hat on and a Mardi Gras mask as well. You got to embrace where you are, be part of the culture. You wear the mask so they know you're not a tourist, right? Like in New York, you wear the I Heart New York shirt. Whatnot. In Paris, I wore a beret. In New Orleans, I wore a Mardi Gras mask. That way they know you're local, you blend.
I'm not sure that's how it works, but you know what? I like your approach. We'll at least adjust to that. We kept asking the question. I know you guys have had some interactions on the street with Eagles fans that Dusty described yesterday, but the last time Alex and I were in a Super Bowl city, it was like 70-30 Eagles fans on the street, and it eventually ended up being 70-30 Eagles fans in the stadium. Is that the kind of sense you're getting early on?
Well, I think that early on, yeah, there are a lot of Philadelphia people down here, but, you know, they kind of stand out because they're loud, boisterous, obnoxious, and quite honestly not very entertaining anymore, right? Like, the Philadelphia fan, in my opinion, is getting very old with their behavior and the way that they act. And so there are a lot of them down here, but we're starting to see a lot of Chiefs fans kind of descend. I mean, there were 21 flights added, guys, down to New Orleans over the next couple of days to get people here for the game for a reason, right? So a lot of Chiefs fans are coming down. I think a lot are going to start rolling in today. I know a lot are rolling in on Friday. Saturday, there'll be a lot here. And with the ticket prices dropping, maybe more and more Chiefs fans are going to start coming into town and be part of this thing.
It does seem like if there was ever a year during this run, Bob, to go to a Super Bowl based on the ticket prices, I mean, I'm not saying it's cheap by any means, but considering Super Bowl prices, this thing keeps going down. I think, is that just the fact that people are sick of this matchup? They faced each other 2 years ago?
Well, no, that's the low-hanging clickbait fruit articles that they're rolling out there. The reason the ticket prices are dropping, that nobody wants to mention the truth, and again, with the Chiefs, we have to tell everybody the truth versus what the media is portraying about them. This stadium seats 10,000 more people than the Dome in Vegas does. And so when you have 10,000 more people that can fit into a building, you're going to see the price of tickets drop a little bit because there's more supply for those tickets. When you have a building that's 62 or 63,000 like Vegas was versus 72, 73, whatever, 74,000 that the Superdome is, sure, there's going to be a lot more tickets available in a situation like that. That's because the venue is so big. Had this been played in a smaller venue, we'd be talking about the same thing, I believe, as we did last year. And people are getting Chiefs fatigue, guys. Look at the TV ratings. There were two playoff games this year that rated higher than a year ago and both involved the Chiefs. Everybody else's playoff numbers were lower. People still love watching this football team.
It's because you want to watch Patrick Mahomes. You want to watch the greatness and everything that comes in there. Have you done your part? Have you found where the refs are staying and given them their proper bribe?
Have I? I'm sorry, you broke out.
I said, have you found where the refs are staying at hotel-wise and given them the bribe that they deserve?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I know exactly where everybody is staying down here. I'm actually moving into the Eagles team hotel tomorrow at some point in time. We were already at the Eagles team hotel. People hanging out at the Eagles team hotel, a lot of fans hanging out there. The Chiefs hotel the other day, though, we were just walking by and out on the streets. People are going crazy. You know, they want to get inside. They want to see what's going on. They want to be part of everything that's going on with this Chiefs organization.
We're talking to Bob Fesco, host of Fesco and Dusty. They, of course, are in New Orleans for Super Bowl 59. How's the arrangement been working out with Dusty and Mac? We saw Dusty or heard Dusty's voice this morning. It seemed a little rough. Are you like just saying, hey, I'm going to bed at 9 and they're just staying out till 2? What's the breakdown like for you guys so far?
I do go to bed early. I go in at about 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm an adult in this situation, you know. And so I've been to New Orleans before. So, hey, look, you got to answer the bell early, right, and get ready to go. And so, I go down fairly early in this, and it's great. Have my own, you know, kind of two-bedroom apartment, close the door, go to bed. I don't know where they go after 8 o'clock at night.
I'll have to ask because we saw that you guys had Trey Hendrickson on the show. Of course, you guys can catch that up on our webpage, 96.5thefan.com. But Drew had passingly said, well, I hope they told him who, Dan. I'm like, they didn't do that. They wouldn't do that. But the text line's telling us you did. Did you say who day to Trey Hendrickson?
Yeah, Dusty did. Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Huh, okay.
Why?
Yeah. Wow, yeah.
I'm shocked.
Yeah, why? I mean, that's what they say, whatever it means. They kind of stole it from New Orleans.
That's true. Dad, they did steal it.
And so, you know, that kind of thing going on. Trey Hendrickson, though, I go, how old are you, man? He goes, I'm 30. I go, you look like you're 22. The guy's aging gracefully. I mean, he looks awesome for 30 years old, 17 and a half sacks, pushing deodorant at the Super Bowl. That's a life to be living right now, my man.
Got that Old Spice shirt on. All right, what's the craziest thing you've seen so far on Radio Row? Either it's an individual or just like, I can't believe this person is doing this right now.
Well, there's another radio station lying about things. But other than that, I mean, there's not a lot of craziness that I – oh, I know what it is. A Division I basketball coach doing a radio show in the middle of the basketball season instead of being with his team. Like, seriously, Doug Gottlieb, douche.
All right, Bob, we'll let you get back to appreciate you coming on. We'll let you get back to interviewing, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Have fun. We'll see you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.